Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. This is Library Month across Canada, and if you haven't visited one of these gems scattered across Lanark County lately, now might be the time. Our local libraries are going all out next week to celebrate Ontario Public Library Week, and there will be plenty of exciting offerings for everyone. On today's In Focus, we're featuring the Carleton Place Public Library, and I'm pleased to welcome its CEO, Mariah Caswell. Hi, Mariah.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for joining us today. You must have a very busy week coming up, so I really appreciate your time. So just to give us a bit of a visual, what is the exact location of the Carleton Place Library?
The Carleton Place Library, it's at 101 Beckwith Street in Carleton Place, and that's right beside the lovely Memorial Park in Carleton Place and across the street from the Zion United Church, so just in the heart of downtown.
Easy enough to find. And I'm just wondering what attracted you to want to come to work there?
Well, I started out my librarianship in the Ottawa Valley at the Pakenham branch of the Mississippi Mills Library, and I saw the ad that the longtime beloved town librarian Janet Burrill, my predecessor, was retiring, and it was big shoes to fill. She spent many long good years here, but it's such a beautiful library. Even before renovation, it was a beautiful library, and I was really struck by just how professional and friendly the staff were. It was a really attractive place to work, and I'm happy to say that over the years our staff have remained lovely and friendly and welcoming, and it's been an easy place to stay and grow.
Oh, that's great. You must be very busy getting ready for next week's celebrations, are you? And I'm just wondering, what the purpose of promoting our public libraries in this way? What is the purpose of that?
Oh, it's just a great opportunity for libraries to showcase what we do for our communities. Everyone has to take some time to celebrate what they do, right? So we choose this week in the middle of Canadian Library Month to really just showcase and take time to let our communities know, what we're offering for them.
So this year's theme, what is that then?
So this year, it's One Card, 1 Million Possibilities, which is a really exciting theme because it lets us, really kind of showcase what we do that you might not know that we are offering for our communities. So we think this is a really fun theme for this year.
And I know you call some of your programs and services hidden gems. What do you mean by hidden? Do most people not know what is going on at the library, do you think?
We are always talking about a certain program that we think that a community member will love, and it may be or a program or service that we think someone will love. And it might be one that has been provided for a number of years, and the person will step back and say, "Really, you do that?" So we're often, we've been offering ebooks and audiobooks to download for over a decade now, and some people are still surprised to hear that. Yes, we do offer ebooks and audiobooks and even downloadable magazines, that kind of thing.
So are you always coming up with new things?
Oh my gosh, all the time. We're our staff here at our library have always got their ear to the ground and their finger on the pulse, and they're coming up with new ways of meeting our community's needs, and they have a good eye for what's going to work and maybe what won't be popular. So we're always trying new things. For example, our library technician, the wonderful Caroline, she's just started a Dungeons and Dragons club for anybody, but it's been really popular with our teen population.
Okay.
It's something new, and we're not afraid to try new things here.
So as you celebrate Ontario Public Library Week, what have you got planned there at the Carleton Place Library?
Well, to match the theme of One Card, 1 Million Possibilities, we're taking the time this week to celebrate by highlighting all those, like you say, those hidden programs and services that we offer that we think that maybe our community might not know that we're doing. So next week, we're going to be highlighting our tech tutoring program. We've got many people in our community that may have a device, but may not feel very comfortable using it, or they'll have their questions, or they may be concerned about their online security. So you can book a time at our library to sit one-on-one with a librarian and find out a little bit more about your device. This is again with our lovely library technician, Caroline. She provides a really lovely, non-judgmental, very patient atmosphere, and you can feel free to ask whatever questions that you have.
And you know, that's so important to have somebody that's non-judgmental. I've had people help me, and believe me, sometimes it's a struggle. So nice to hear that there's somebody there at the library that's going to be very relaxed about the whole thing.
Oh, that's it. And, you know, learning is not linear. Sometimes you do need to be told, certainly I do, some things more than once before you learn. And that's important. So you can come to the library for that.
That's really good to know. And what other programs have you got going there?
Well, we also have our homebound delivery program. So this is available for anyone who might have a mobility issue, or perhaps you're residing in a retirement home, or you're temporarily under the weather. You can call and speak to a librarian and ask that the materials be actually brought to you. So this is something we're proud to offer for people in our community who might have some troubles actually physically making it to the library, but we still want you to continue your lifelong learning journey, or, you know, still experience the joy of reading.
I think that's an excellent service.
Oh, thank you. Well, we're proud to offer it. We also have, we're very excited about this one. In March 2023, we are launching our very first seed library. So you can access free seeds when you come here. We have a variety that have been donated to us. Our local Carlton Place Giant Tiger was very generous with us, donated a number of seeds. Same with the Reed's Nursery and the Carlton Place Nursery, all donated seeds to us. So we have seeds that we are going to package and catalog. And at the beginning of the spring in 2023, you'll be able to come to the library, pick some seeds, grow them, but plant them, grow them, harvest them. We'll be offering some free seminars on seed saving. And we ask that at the end of the growing season that you donate those seeds back to the library so that we can redistribute them in the fall. In the spring. Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay. Yeah, I could keep going, Linda.
I know you could. And I'm particularly interested in one of your programs, and it's called the language learning app that you have going there. What's that all about?
Oh, so that's Mango Languages, and that's one we're really happy to have access to. Again, it's one of those hidden gems that our population may not know that you can access through the library, but all you need is your library card and either a computer or your cell phone, but it is an app. You log in with your card, and it has over 70 world languages that it'll help you learn how to speak, so you can convert in those languages. So they're very popular here. It's one of those things that we wish more people knew about because it's a great service. I do realize that there are there's lots of language learning apps out there, but because this is provided through your library, you don't have all those pesky ads.
Well, that's great. And so people do that from their home then? They don't have to come to the library to avail themselves of that?
That's exactly right. You can do it from home. If you're commuting to work, you could. If you're commuting, maybe on a bus,
driving.
Maybe not driving. You can. Or on breaks at work, you can use the app. You don't have to be at the library. Although we are set up here. If you do not have access to a computer, you can certainly do it here.
That's fantastic. And you know, with so many people traveling now, I think that's a really wonderful service to offer.
Yeah, it's a great use of time. I know language learning is certainly on my bucket list.
Me too. Now, your world of library programming, that involves a lot of things and a lot of the community as well, a lot of the different age groups. Can you explain that a little bit, who that targets?
Yeah. Oh, so here at the Carleton Place Library, our library is for everyone. And we try to have a little something for everyone here that welcomes you in and maybe piques your interests. So we have programs from kids from infancy all the way to older adults. So for kids or infants and their families, we have baby time and toddler time, and those are programs run by our wonderful children's librarian Heidi, and what she tries to do is focus on those early literacy skills, so just building some rhymes and songs and tickles and associating story time with lots of fun at the library, and with those programs too, it's not just for the babies and the toddlers. It's also for the families. It can be, we all know that having a young family can be somewhat isolating. So giving those new parents a chance to meet other new parents in the community and chat is really important. We really try to reduce social isolation with a lot of our programs and encourage community building. So those two programs, baby time and toddler time, they work to do both of those things.
That's one of the benefits of joining a library as well, isn't it? I mean, to reduce the social isolation, get people together, sharing ideas, building community, isn't it? That's such a big part of a library, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. One of the things that we really love about libraries is that you don't need a reason to come and visit. Mm-hmm. You can just come, spend a little time, peruse the shelves, but you don't have to have a card to be here. You don't have to spend any money, and you are always welcome.
It's such a welcoming space, a welcoming, warm, safe feeling space. I think the libraries are really fantastic. I'm really excited about libraries. I have to tell you that.
Thanks, Linda. Well, it's great to hear that we've got some fans.
So it's a pleasure to speak with you about your library today. So we've talked about the benefits of joining a public library. Are there any new things coming up for you? What else is happening there at the library? We have a couple of minutes left.
Oh, well, we've always got lots of programs coming up. So if anyone wants to check out our programs and events page on our website, it's carletonplacelibrary.ca. We've got always fun things happening, new things. And for anyone who isn't aware, we recently had a renovation here at the library. So if you haven't checked out our space yet, I'd encourage our community to come take a look. We've really updated the interior. There are some really fun little cubby holes for kids to take a load off and get into some good books. They can curl up there with their families.
Nice.
We've got a laptop bar and some meeting rooms. And so that with our Wi-Fi, it's a great spot now to if you need to work from home or maybe perhaps. Get out of the house so you can get a little bit of work done. It's now a great, comfortable spot.
Sounds good. Now, you reach out to other libraries as well. You partner with the other libraries of Leonard County as well?
We try to whenever possible. Yeah, we've got some great relationships with our other community libraries. So I know I did reach out to some of our other Lanark County libraries about what they are up to for Ontario Public Library Week. And the Perth Library is doing something very similar. Highlighting some undiscovered facts about their library. So for example, one of the things that they would like everyone to know is that they offer mobile Wi-Fi hotspots. So that's very cool. They're also their anchor event for Ontario Public Library Week next week is Speed Friending. So it's supposed to be a low-key social event designed to help adults make new friends. Just like speed dating, you would spend 2 minutes talking to each of the other attendees.
Okay.
So it sounds like a lot of fun.
It does sound like fun. Anything else to add before we go? We have a couple of minutes left.
Oh, okay, great. Well, I will let you know that our friends at the Smiths Falls Public Library are offering something very fun. It's called, they are meeting up with the Night Watchman investigative team and Ghost for the library's first ever paranormal investigation. So that's on October 22nd. They're also offering an event called Meet a Paranormal Investigator on the same day. So the tickets are on sale, so you could go to their library website for more information on that.
Okay. And to find out more information about the Carlton Place Public Library, your library, where would people go then? Carlton Place?
They can visit us at carltonplacelibrary.ca.
Okay.
I'd highly recommend checking out our social media pages. Our children's librarian, Heidi, is a whiz on TikTok and on Instagram, and she's always posting hilarious videos, some of which have been highlighted on national television. So we're quite proud of all the work that she puts in. So I'd recommend anyone take a look at that.
Sounds good, Mariah. And thank you so much for taking the time today. It's been really fun chatting with you.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Linda. I really appreciate the invitation.
Oh, you're very welcome. And happy Library Week next week. Starting when? Starting Monday?
Starting Monday, yeah. Okay. It's from the 16th until the end of the week. That's right.
Sounds good. Have a happy time.
Thanks, Linda. And
thanks for joining us today.
Bye.
Mariah Caswell is the CEO of the Carlton Place Public Library. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.